From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Yan Qixu. A Cole County judge is weighing whether to dismiss a lawsuit filed against a nonprofit group that was created to promote the agenda of then-Governor Eric Greitens. The plaintiff, St. Louis attorney Alot Gross, is seeking financial records of a new Missouri. He says he has legal standing to sue as a Missouri citizen.
I think that if you're an organization that is trying to influence the public and are saying you're doing it on behalf of the public, then you should be accountable to the public.
Attorney Catherine Hanaway disagrees. She argued in court yesterday that Gross has no standing to sue because he doesn't belong to any specific group that a new Missouri sought to benefit. Cole County Judge John Beadham is expected to issue a ruling later this month. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says that the MU chapter of Sigma Chi has been suspended pending the results of an investigation. The Columbia, Missouri reports that Basie said in an email that an organization under suspension is not allowed to participate in any university activities, including Greek life activities accompanied with homecoming on October 20th. Basie says the nature of the investigation cannot be disclosed. Due to providing alcohol to minors, the fraternity faced probation in 2017 that ends December 14, 2018, according to the community conduct history of MU's fraternity and sorority life. With the addition of Sigma Chi, there are now 8 MU fraternities under suspension, one with no end suspension date in sight. The Missouri Department of Revenue is working to fix what it calls a miscalculation of income tax withholdings. Samuel King explains what that will mean for taxpayers.
State officials say they discovered the error after the federal tax cuts took effect this year. With all of the tax code changes, the amount of state taxes being taken from workers' paychecks was too low. The H&R Block Tax Institute's Nathan Rigney says Missouri residents may see a smaller refund or owe more money for their 2018 taxes than in the past because it may be too late to make changes.
So you have less than 3 months to change your withholding, and can you catch up? A lot of people, that's not going to be enough time for many taxpayers to catch up.
Rigney says people should make sure the federal and state withholdings from paychecks are correct and set aside some money for tax bills just in case. I'm Samuel King.
A federal judge has ruled that some provisions of a St. Louis ordinance banning discrimination based on reproductive health decisions violate the Constitution and Missouri law. The city's 2017 ordinance bars employers from hiring or firing workers based on whether they have had an abortion, been pregnant outside marriage, or used contraceptives or artificial insemination. Landlords also can't refuse tenants based on those criteria. Judge Audrey Fleissig says the ordinance violated the First Amendment rights of Catholic elementary schools and a home for pregnant homeless women by requiring them to employ or house people who are not abortion opponents. Fleissig also ruled that a provision requiring a company operated by a devout Catholic to offer health care covering abortion and contraception violated Missouri law. I'm Yan Qixu, KBIA News, Columbia.